The long process by which Roman Britannia morphed into the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms was gradual, not sudden, an adaptation, not an annihilation. For a long time, the Saxons were a tiny minority, numbered in hundreds rather than thousands, and they lived in the midst of an overwhelmingly Romano-British population. As different as these cultures were, they were still neighbours. The vast majority still tried and succeeded in living some sort of Roman life. Here at Wroxeter in Shropshire, the Roman Viriconium, there's wonderful evidence of this make-do, hybrid, improvised world poised between Roman ruins and Anglo-Saxon beginnings. When the bathhouse stopped functioning, the citizens here just took the tiles and used them for paving. And when the roof of the great basilica threatened to fall in, the citizens simply went and demolished the whole building themselves. Inside the shell, they then put up a new timber structure, spacious and elegant enough to give them a sense they were still living some sort of Roman lifestyle, although in an increasingly phantom Britannia. Eventually, though, the adaptations became ever more makeshift, the fabric of Roman life increasingly threadbare, until it did indeed fall apart altogether.